No matter where you are, if you're within the sound of this frequency-modulated signal, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Tuesday, February 9th, 2016, better known in some places as Fat Tuesday, wherein one finds a non-working baby in one's cake, also known in some places as Pancake Day, and elsewhere as National Pizza Day, which could be very, well, it could be every day. If you would only open up your heart, America. Oh, yes, there is something else that's special about this day, something in New Hampshire, the first actual primary proper of the 2016 presidential race. We'll be watching cross-legged on the floor like all political junkies as the tallies roll in tonight. National Pizza Day, indeed. Why do we wait for New Hampshire to be first? That's a serious question. Why do we care who Dixville Notch chooses? Does it make any sense that a state with New Hampshire's demographics and a whopping 23 to 24 delegates, depending on party, gets the sort of national attention in the process that it does? Now, that doesn't sound like a charitable way to frame the inquiry, so let's flip the idea around a bit and ask a more straightforward question. We'll boil it down to three words. Why not Texas? We're just about to take this up with someone who thinks on such issues all the time. He is Texas A&M Professor of Political Science, Paul Kjellstedt. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Happy Pizza Day.
Thank you very much, Professor, and happy Pizza Day to you. So we're talking about a state with nearly 27 million people, at least four world-class cities, an enormous economic footprint on the nation, demographically far more diverse and dynamic than New Hampshire or Iowa. So, shouldn't that settle it? Shouldn't Texas be the first in the nation to vote in the presidential primaries, or no?
Well, you've made quite a good case there, David, though I think that a lot of states would make a very good case as well. Texas is certainly larger and more diverse than either Iowa or New Hampshire. And at the same time, most states are more diverse and larger than Iowa or New Hampshire. So the question about why not Texas is a good one. And actually, it boils down to two kinds of considerations. The first is that both Iowa and New Hampshire have within their state laws the flexibility to move their dates earlier so that they can go first. So the official date of the New Hampshire primary in New Hampshire law is actually March 1, but the Secretary of State of New Hampshire actually has the right under the law to move it earlier to preserve New Hampshire's first in the nation status. So if Texas were to say, hey, let's do ours in the middle of January, the Secretary of State of New Hampshire would then move it a week earlier, which sounds maybe a bit silly, but that's actually exactly what they've said that they would do if anybody intended to usurp their status as first in the nation as a primary. So that's the first thing. The second thing is actually as a more practical matter, which is Texas is an enormous state, as we're all aware. And, you know, New Hampshire and Iowa are just saturated with candidates mm-hmm. day in and day out and week out and month in and month out. I mean, they've been there since the summer.
Right.
And it's a very reasonable question to ask whether people other than political junkies like you and me here in Texas would actually like to have okay. a constant campaign for, say, a half a year.
Well, there is that. But, you know, when we talk about money in politics, by and large, we're talking about the spending in, you know, media buys. I mean, that's really where a lot of that money goes, ultimately. Iowa and New Hampshire both get a huge amount of money just in spending on campaigns every 4 years or so. It seems to me that there would be some rationale that some politician could make here in Texas for trying to capture that money before before it disappears.
Oh, that's certainly true. I mean, there are plenty of good reasons for Texas to want to move itself earlier in the process and to increase its influence. And I think in some ways the recent equilibrium that's been struck by having this large SEC primary, as they're calling it, on
March 1st
in early March, yeah. right? That this in some ways is a way to make sure that both the state's and the region's influence is felt in a very large way, and it will be, without necessarily upsetting the apple cart with the national parties. Both the Republican and the Democratic parties, of course, have to agree to seat the delegates from all of these different states, and you know, so there's all these negotiations going on between the Republican Party of Texas, the Republican Party of New Hampshire, and then, of course, the same on the Democratic side. And at least the National Party seems happy with this idea of kind of letting New Hampshire go first, letting Iowa go first, and then giving a big region like the Southeast its say in what amounts to a regional primary.
Well, now, Professor, you say the National Party seems happy. I would think that some could make the argument that the National Party is kind of doing some arm twisting here, that once states start jockeying for better position in the primary sweepstakes, states will have been threatened with punishment. I mean, you know, having fewer seats at the convention, that sort of thing, no?
They have, and they've even been threatened with the idea that their delegates will not be seated at all, which is to say they would have zero representation at the convention.
That's not fair.
That's something like the nuclear option, isn't it? But you have to remember that the context of national parties trying to exert too much power in the process is actually the other end of the pendulum, and that the extreme of that other end of the pendulum was 1968, when, you know, which was not a good year for the nominating process with all the riots in Chicago in the Democratic convention. And so the system that we have now is largely in reaction to the backroom smoke-filled room dominated by party elites that led to such a bad result in 1968.
We've got 20 seconds. If you could recommend a better way to do this primary thing, what would you say?
I don't think that Iowa and New Hampshire actually have an outsized say in the outcome. They certainly do get all the media money that you've suggested, but they don't pick the president all that often. And so I don't think that the system is broken, and so I don't necessarily think that it needs fixing.
Paul Kelstad is a professor of political science at Texas A&M. Thanks so much, Professor.
Thank you very much.